Good morning, good happy Friday, Vizil. For those of you, let's thank God that we are here and give Him all the glory and a big prayer for those of the tragedies in Florida. My heart goes out to all of the victims and their loved ones. You never know what will happen in a split second. You send your loved ones off by their business throughout the day or night, not expecting for their non-return. My prayers are with each and every one of you. Uniqueness Are Us Care Show, the show that care for you, you, baby. Your host, nobody but, Larry the Unique One, baby. Giving out a shout to my favorite angel. Angel, Annie Pearl. What's happening, baby girl? I hope everything is swell with you. Make this weekend yours, claim it, because it's all yours. You a squirrel just going to get that nut, baby. Go and get it, it's yours. Crack it on open and see what's on the inside. Hopefully, a big surprise. Ha-ha. Yes. Let's get this party started. Please, if you out there on the road traveling, please buckle them seatbelts up, baby. You know, it's not cool driving without them. Buckle up or get ticket or you lose your life, baby. Come on with it. Come on, the cell phones can wait for right now, baby. ET phone home. We got to do what we got to do. All right, come on, let's protect each other. Been there, done that. Come on, let's drink responsibly, people. Let's start using our heads right now. Because too many things is happening around the world. Just too much. So let's try to preserve our dignity of our great country by doing our part. I pray for you to do that. Let's listen to our young folks as they talk to us. Let's take care of our elders. If there are some of you who have some in the rest home, please go visit them, because they're not being taken care of and they themselves give up on living. Without them, there's no us. Without you, there's no me. Check it out. If you're in a dark place, baby, you prefer darkness over lightness, hey, we have a problem. You like night over day, we have a problem. If you prefer your blinds to be closed when it's sunny and bright outside, to keep the sunlight out, we have a problem. But it's not a problem that can't be solved. Don't go to the point of no return as that young child who did this horrible scene yesterday. Day before yesterday. Don't wait till it gets, but that's pure evil there. That's pure evil. Because he already had premeditated that. We talking about a whole different darkness, baby. We talking about you're on the ground. You don't think you can pick yourself up. You can pick yourself up. Put your hands in God's hands. Believe in Him and pray, baby. And do the right thing. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. There is hope. I believe in you. Believe in yourself first. Worry about right now. You see what's happening around the world. Don't worry about the next second or whatever. Worry about what you can do for yourself right now, this second. If it's nothing but a thought, put it in your head. That is a start, baby. I don't want to see you at ground zero. Woo, I'm freezing now. That's 6 feet under, baby. Stay here with me. Let me guide you through. I know what it takes. I suffered darkness for many years, so I'm with you. We can get through this together. You are greatness. I am greatness. I am a winner. You are a winner. 2018, is our year. 2018 is our year. 2018 is our year. Come on, baby. Let's claim it now. I believe in you. You, baby. We can do it. Pray for those who need a roof over their head, a decent meal, fresh, clean water to drink. We don't know what will happen till it's gone, baby. Come on. Woo! Ha ha! Woo! I'm freezing now. God talking to me right now. Whoa, I'm freezing. Better turn that heat on. Woo-wee! This kind of freezing, I can deal with. Ha ha! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's pray for the people of Puerto Rico. All the tragedies going on around this world, dear Lord. I pray for you, to remain safe and blessed and prosper to your highest ability. Forget the rest. You be the best. Don't ever settle for less. We're going to do this thing together. You know I pray for you, always. You're in my heart. So now, we go do our thing this morning, right? For your morning ride, baby. Ha ha, let's do this thing.
Oh, soin, je pense à yesterday. Squatter les blocs pour les MJC. Un jour tu m'as pris et tu m'as mis debout. Il est temps pour moi de te dire I love you. Inexorablement je t'ai pris pour ma mère. Je n'aurais pas eu et tu m'as élevé. Qu'il pleuve, qu'il neige, qu'il vente, tu étais là. Aujourd'hui je vois la chance qui m'étonnait. 42 tracks continuent d'avancer. 15 ans j'ai le mic. Maman tu sais que tu me rends fort. Qu'une d'entre elles pourra te remplacer. Au moins toi, je ne t'ai jamais trompé.
Sorry.
Sans toi je suis un homme mort. C'est pour ça que tu me pousses encore.
Now, Gary, it's not too early in the morning to move them wide hips in between hips, small hips. Ha ha, come on, give them on to me. It's a Friday party morning. A little of this, a little of that. Excuse me, let's shake it and bake it now. More music, let's talk. Yes, yes, yes. I'm bagged up from answering my messages. But you know I'm helping Miss Kimball out and doing quite a few things. That's why I can't see how Trump can just be on it, that on that thing, tweeting all the time when he got so much business. And my business affair is nowhere near what Hills is all about. Like Hills, you know what I'm saying? And I see how my time is pressed. Man, if he spend more time on our country than he do putting his hands on them little keys, like, you know, the way you all do while you be driving, you know, see, nothing good come out of it. Check it out, man. But anyway, I'm going to get to your message. My angel special, you know, yours, I got to be getting to yours. You know, I miss your messages when I don't be reading them. I be looking forward to reading them because it's nothing but encouragement. I really appreciate that. I mean, oh my goodness, I'm getting some encouragement from places. Oh man, I have already members. I got to post that. Members to start my youth program. And I have members already to start the Sewing Club. Ha ha, God is great. See, all time, all in good time, baby. That's all. Timing is everything, you know. We don't have to rush it. God go put it right when the time is right. So just put your hand in his hand. Ha. And world is just gonna just open up for you. But you got to do the work. It just not gonna fall into your hands, baby. You know, do the work. Do your studies. Learn everything you can each and every day. Knowledge is power. Power is knowledge, baby. Come on. Woo! It don't cost nothing, baby. It's free. It's free. I mean, if you listening to this, then you got the source to learn any and everything you want to learn. What you don't know, go on the internet and learn. But just keep learning, man. Just keep learning. My children, please take advantage of every opportunity that you can get. Please, I am a witness. There is nothing I don't take advantage that comes my way. A lot of things I failed in, I quit. I stopped. You know what I'm saying? But see, you get to a point in your life where you say, hey, enough is enough. I gotta do what I gotta do to make my mark before I leave this once was great country, but will be again great country once we get the wrong people out of the White House. The White House is just a circus now, people. Come on. It's never, ever, ever in history has the White House been so turned upside down by one cocky-minded person. But anyway, hey, positive things, baby. But negative for Florida, and I can't leave that out of my heart. You know what I'm saying? My heart is full. So, for at least few days, we got to be a little bit more serious, you know. Our laughter and comedy, it'll come back. And then, you know, Brother Kimball Band, the funeral is Tuesday. I wrote, like I said yesterday, I wrote something for him. I just got to edit it. And, hey, I present it to the family. But, I'll be with them in about another few hours once I do my shows and get these out the way and my other little things that I have to take care. But it's a positive day, nice sunny day outside. Don't feel bad at all out there of this point. So I hope it's the same where you at. You know, if it's not, just put it in your mind, you know, there's worse things, and that can be your condition of your weather if it's not catastrophic. Where I'm going with this, if it's not or cannot stop you from doing what you need to do, you are blessed. Versus people like Puerto Rico, like I always have to mention, and all these other terrible places. California burning down, all these other places. And see, that's where Mr. Kimball children is in California, you know. And I mean, they are some of the most intelligent and, my God, guys you ever want to know. I mean, she raised, if you know Miss Kimball, she couldn't have to have no children like the ones she had, the three boys she had. They was blessed to have a mom and dad like, and was raised. Because the middle son was telling me, Derek was saying how blessed they were. And I know they were. And it's a beautiful thing. It shows. So let this be a positive day, people. Think nothing but positive. Positive, positive. Alright? We wanna get through everything together. But we got to stick together. Once we divide from each other, we are falling into Satan's hand, just what he wants us to do. And we refuse to do that. Amen. All right, now chills all down my back. Ha ha. Woo. Larry the Unique One will tell you like it is, baby. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. I'm sharing with you knowledge, baby. These 59 years have been around the block. Few times, so especially for you young folks, you know, you listen well, you know. Advice that was given before, and then my fact, Dirt, another one, Miss Kimball's son, said his father gave him some advice when he was young. He said, "Son, listen more than you talk. You will get very far." I guess that's probably why I know a lot that I know, because I was the type that couldn't express myself when I was coming up, you know what I'm saying? So I couldn't help but to listen. So I guess it paid off. Amen. But see, I got a voice, I got a tongue now, and I speak it. Might not be the clearest, but hey, I be heard, and I've been heard by the biggest, and for that, I'm proud of myself from where I come from. Yes, because people, I didn't give up, and I don't want you to give up. I believe in you. You keep on doing your thing, and one day you're going to see your fruit from the seed that you planted. And it's going to take so sweet. You're going to get emotional over and over and over again, because you have reached a point of you don't want to return, which make you more focused and make you reach your highest peak. You're going to fail. And sometimes you might not. All depends how you plan. Planning is everything. But be prepared to fail. Be prepared to expect the unexpected. Because anything can happen these days when you're dealing with business, when you're dealing with reality. Anything can happen. So just be prepared. Where you can pick yourself up and say, what can I do now to go forward? Versus saying, okay, I failed, so I'm a failure. No, you're not a failure. A failure is those who do not try or don't give a D about what they're doing and how they do it. You are a winner when you fail, you get up, you brush yourself off. You might shed tears. Oh, yes, you go, yo, time and time again, you go fail tears. Henry Ford, baby, come on. 10,000 times he fell on one patent. Come on now. 1,000 times before he got it right. So if you fail 10 times, 20, 100 times, hey, baby, that's all right. Because you trying and you're not giving up. Oh, man, I'm freezing. I got the heat on here. Oh, my God, I'm freezing. Ooh, and it's a good freeze. Like early, I said, hey, I don't have to turn the heat on because it's a good freeze. But it was like nippy in here for me because I became anemic when they had to give me 5 pints of blood. I'm walking around with 3 pints of blood and me. See, hey, I got a testimony to tell. I mean, I'm losing blood like crazy. I'm walking, I'm passing out every day. I don't know why, but I wasn't unconscious. I just couldn't hold my balance and all of this, you know, blank out, you know, like you get up real fast and, you know, everything go blank. I was experiencing that every day throughout the day for some years until they found out, hey, my blood, I only had 3 pints of blood in me. I was on the verge of heart attack or stroke, but I was going in 2 strokes before and I brought myself out of it because I just didn't know what they were. Until after I found out I needed that blood, then it all came back to me. Bam. I was having a stroke. I was going into a stroke because I could not move my body. None but my eyes I can see, but I was paralyzed. Oh wow, I was paralyzed. So I know what the people who's in them semi comas or in comas and they can hear. I've been there. I can testify on that. So take care of yourselves, baby. Let's keep on praying with God and let's love more and hate less. Let's smile more, baby, and frown less. I mean, them frown lines on your face do not look good when you get older, but when the smile lines appear when you get old, oh, baby, everybody still notice you. But them frown upside down, I mean, like a clown, hell, baby, everybody want to turn away from you. Oh, I don't want to talk to that one. You know what I'm saying? But you come up with a smile. That's why I know. When I start going for my interviews, like Miss Kimball's son say, and people always say, whenever I see you, always smile. See, my ex-wife like that. Regardless of what she go through, that woman would always smile, and people would never know she's going through hell. Bam. See, we vice versa. I guess that's why we were together for so many years until that depression took me on out of it. But anyway, go. Smile more, people. Try to be as happy as you can and smile at someone. See, I messed up yesterday. I didn't like myself for it after it happened. There was a young lady who passed me. I mean, she was looking mean like crazy. And I looked at her as she was coming past me. And I looked down and looked at to go get what I was going to get. And studied saying, how you doing? You know, something like that. To see if, you know, she would respond or needed that. But it looked like she was mad at the world. And sometimes you might want to hold back sometime because you don't know what these people might be going through. You know, sometimes if you know, see, like I say, hey, I've been around thousands of people. I've managed and supervised over thousands of people. Okay. So I learned people and they language, they body language. And I didn't really realize that until I had gotten older about the ability that I have of reading people. That's one of my self-help and my self-help strategy coaching thing gonna come in for myself. You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know. So that's why I want you all, if you are ultimate newer, please just keep on doing. I don't care. Do little things. Do big things. Believe me, people noticing it. They might not say it, but they noticing. And if you get one big compliment, that's going to say everything that everybody else not saying. They would love to say it, but they wish it was them. And they didn't want you to get to that point. Don't let nobody detour you. Because, hey, what did I say on shows of mine? You looking in the river mirror, baby. You don't want to look in the river mirror. Keep looking at that windshield. Forward, straight ahead, baby. Forget about that wind, that. Whatever's behind you is going to be behind you. So that's what the same thing's going to happen if you let someone detour you. You done looked in that river mirror, baby. The wrong thing to do. If anything, if you look in that rearview mirror, you be looking at, you look at yourself and tell yourself, I am greatness. Look at me. I don't see nothing behind me. Nothing but misery. What once was will be again, like our once was great country will be great again. Once we get the wrong man out of there, from turning out White House into a three-ring circus, baby. Come on, and we know it. And for the ones who voted for him, they are so ashamed of themselves. They are so ashamed of themselves, and many of them are embarrassed. And I would be too. They already knew what he was about before they put him in there. But for their own selfish reasons. Or their own agenda. Put the wrong person in there. And now what we going through? Pure hell. More shootings than any other president in one term. In such a short period of time. Then he takes his time to speak on the shootings after he was advised. Come on, people. After he was advised by his top people. You should speak now, Mr. President. No, I will speak when I'm ready. Come on. That's not a president, baby. Come on with it. Trump is only out for Trump and his family. And people, I mean, they know that. People already know that. But a lot of people was blind. Now they waking up. And they are more ashamed than ever. Than ever. And I will be too. I am ashamed. I didn't even vote for him. I am ashamed to hell. Satan into our White House. You all put Satan into our White House. Shame on each and every one of you. If you do not listen to my show like me, hey, that's okay. Let be, because you know the truth always will set you free. And the truth always hurt. I am a man of color, of dignity, has struggled throughout my years and still struggling to have this, our White House turned into a three-ring circus, which make it harder for people like me who want to make it in this world even harder after struggling for so many years. He do not have a clue what's going on in here. He lived up too high all his life. He do not know. Now you need to go online and go and check out the billionaire agenda. Oprah Winfrey is in it too. All these billionaires that they give to the poor. Haha. It's not because they want to. They don't want us here. They don't want the poor. They want to get rid of all the poor. They want to just be for the rich. Now, I was hipped onto this. I still got to go online, but I was hipped onto enough of it from dirt. Miss Kimbrel's son, he told me about this. Go and look up Billionaire Agenda and see what it's all about. Because I'm so doggone busy, I just can't go on sites, hurry up, unless it's dealing with something that it's dealing with me and my business and what I'm going for. That's why I can't go all the way down Facebook. I wish I can go all the way down Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and check everybody I like, it, but oh, it's just too many. I just can't do it. Just when I come on, and then if it's something, the first 5, 10 things, or maybe 15, 20 things I can get to, I can like or comment on it, and then I have to get to write and comment on somebody like what I liked, or I mean put on there, something like that. So it's an ongoing thing. Then I got to, you understand, but it's a beautiful thing to be able to stay busy, baby. That's why I say if you're down, if you're going through this depression, stay busy. The best thing I could have done during my depression time, went back to school. No, actually, I got to rewind. Because I told you all about the homeless shelter and all of that. That was the turning point. That was one of the best things that happened to me in my life. That helped me wake up. Helped me wake up. I cheered up everybody in the site. They love having me there. Some, I was loved by many. Hated by just very few. Because of my charisma, character, my laughter, and my smile always put a smile on someone else's face, regardless. It was 5 o'clock in the morning when we hear the first wake up. That's right. At a certain time, you gotta get up, do what you gotta do, and be on your way out them doors, and can't come back until a certain time. Now, so for the people that's like on the first floor, like when I first got there, like I tell you, I had to sleep on the floor for a minute. A mat, you know, it's thin and then a quarter. You put 2 quarters together, it's about that thick. Roll that out with that wood, itchy blanket. You know what I'm saying? So, but it was a roof over my head and gave me time to focus on what was going on around the world and around me and with other people. All kind of people. I mean, all walks of life of people that was there. I mean, you know what I'm saying. And I mean, people that had hundreds of thousands of dollar homes, had their own corporations, all of this. People, see, that's why I say, we never know what society would do. Okay? That's why you got to be prepared for the unexpected when it comes, when you're dealing with business or if you're going to be an entrepreneur. Have a nest plan. That's why I don't stop on just one thing. I don't care if it's just the littlest things. Learn how to cut the grass, be the best grass cutter you can be, because then, hey, you're going to be owning a grass company business. You know what I'm saying? Study income for you. Find something that gonna have you making you money while you sleep, baby. See, money make money. So do that lawn care. Then hey, get your car wash thing. Look, before you know it, you'll have your lawn service thing. You'll have your car wash thing. Hey, you paint walls. Hey, you do. There you go. Join. Put that into your resume. Put that into your file. Boom. Before you know it, add something else. Learn something else. You got that. You always have something to fall back on. See, I'm always asked, is there anything you don't know how to do? Everybody come right to me. I don't care if it's putting brakes on their car, fixing their car, doing some landscaping, painting, carpet cleaning. Look, it's endless what I can do. Self-taught. And some of the things now that I don't know, bam, internet, baby. Just that easy, internet. So see, this is the show that I'm going to use during for my talking segment. You know what I'm saying? Now, maybe some of the other ones that I'm going to do a little talking, but this one is my, this is my rise from the ground and growth belief segment. Because it's at times, because times we can play music, and then times, hey, we need to just rap. And this is my show for my rap. Haha, what can we say, baby? God, hey, I'm telling you, look, God guides me. And like I said on my shows, he would let me know which show he want me to talk on, which show he want me to play some music on, which show he want me to do this, which show he want me to do that. So he's guiding me in the right direction, baby, and he can do the same for you. Amen. Woo, I'm loving this great God. I didn't expect to go into this segment like this, baby. I was expecting to play music and music alone. You know, and you know, I haven't posted nothing from this show for a minute because I was concentrating on Anchor and speakers. But I gotta go on my blog and get that started. I gotta start my interviews. So see, now this will show that you can follow me and follow my progress. How about that? Yeah, we can do that. This would be Larry's the Unique One Progress Report. How about that? Yeah, I think that'd be a nice one. Unless something else pop up in my head. Let me write that down so I can remember. You know I got that short-term memory loss. Because I don't write some things down, I won't remember it. But I think I remember something like that. Okay. Larry, the Unique One. I'm so fucking happy you're alive. Progress report. His progress report. How about that? We can go with that. Now, maybe I need to go Larry, the Unique One Entrepreneur. Yeah, how about that? Now, see, I got to do it for the depression thing, too. You know what I'm saying? So we got to put all this stuff together. So I got to take my time and come up with something for this show. And I think I might do it for about an hour. Then I won't bore people. I still have content to continue talking on. Then I can always come back morning, noon, and night. Oh, I got it. I got it, baby. Larry the Unique One. Advice show. Life. Let me see here. Life. Real life. Talk. Real life talk show. Okay, I can do that. Real life talk show. Yeah. I can try that. Let's try that and see who tune in on that. Then if I don't get no hits, then I change the title. We go. God just put that in my head right there. So, but believe this. If you don't believe in yourself, no one would never believe in you. Even if they once believed in you, they will, oh man, they would diss you in a minute. I'm telling you, you would know when you're doing right. You would know when you're doing something right. Because see, when you're doing something wrong, everybody has an opinion. Yes. Everybody has their opinion. But then when you're doing something right, silence approaches. But dig this, not only that, but then when you come up with a great idea, bam, now then everybody want to put their two cents in. want to add in on your great idea. And some of them might be some excellent idea, but don't get the chair from your idea. Do your idea first before you do and think about anybody else's idea. You can tell them, you can say thanks and leave it just like that. That's right. You can do it. I believe in you. And this is show going to get us through it, baby. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together. Because darkness is a dark, dark place to be, huh? Where you cannot see. 1 foot in front of you, let alone your own nose. Blinking eyes in a distance. Don't shoot until you see the white of their eyes. All you see coming towards you in the darkness. Should I shoot or should I wait? Who could it be approaching me this way? So fast, so swiftly. My heart start to race as the eyes approaches in a race. I have no time to blink my own eyes, for if I blink, I might miss what's approaching me. So quickly. Don't shoot until you see the white of their eyes. What can it be? Them big bright eyes approaching me so quickly. I wonder as they approaches closer and closer. Now I can barely see the big bright white eyes that I once was able to see. But I blinked. Ha ha! Oh, I blinked one blink of a second. The bright white eyes was gone. Did I shoot without knowing? Did I kill whatever it was that was approaching me so quickly in this darkness of mine? In the back of my mind, I thought they was out to get me. Nevertheless, I would not rest until I find out what mess did I make when I blinked a split second. Did I shoot before I seen the white of the eyes when I blinked the darkness? Now the only way to clean up this mess, to see what I have done in the dark, I must turn the lights on, even if I don't want to. Even if I don't want to. Even if I don't want to. But I must see what mess I have done. Here I go. The light No, I cannot do it. I cannot do it. I cannot bear. I love the darkness too much. Oh, Lord, what should I do? Oh, Lord, what should I do? I cannot turn this light on. I love the darkness too much. The light, I cannot stand. I cannot stand. Please, for this man, I want my darkness. But please, I want to know what mess. What mess have I done in this darkness of mine? When I blink my eyes a split second. Please, Lord, I put my hands in your hands. I pray to you on bending knees. I believe in you to let me know what mess this one man have done. Oh, Lord, took my hand. Switch on, light. Oh, my Lord. Oh, chills all over me. It's bright. It's bright in here. Oh, it's bright. I gotta focus my eyes. Woo, focus, focus, focus. Oh, now I can see what mess I have done. What mess, what mess, what mess I have done. Oh, no, 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 no. What have I done? Oh, it's so beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, I blinked. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. To make me turn on the light. Thank you, Lord. There is an angel standing there. Oh, my Lord. The big, bright eyes of an angel that was approaching me so quickly. I blinked. A split second, they was gone. I didn't know if I shot before I seen the white of the eyes or not. Because I was blinded from the darkness, baby. Whoa, look at them beautiful bright eyes of my angel. My angel. By the name of Annie. What's up, Annie? Ha ha, baby. I was getting to that point. Good. See, God did that for me. Woo! Praise, isn't he great? Praise him, praise him. Hey, check this out. We getting around down to like 4 minutes and some change, you dig? And I would be approaching an hour. So this would, like I say, this would be an hour show. Whenever I come on the air, I will have plenty of mojo for you. I won't run out of nothing to say. This is one thing you can guarantee. Take that to the bank and tell them deposit, cash, or whatever they want to do with it. Because Larry, the unique one, is coming your way, baby. And this is live. It's not Memorex, baby. I'm not stopping. I'm not rehearsing. I'm not doing anything. Whatever come out, these lips, hey, gonna stick in the air. Stick on you like glue, baby. Woo! Ha ha! I hope it's sticking them ears because, hey, seatbelt them seatbelts, baby. Boom, 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 boom. Put that phone away. You know, you're not ET. Come on now with a ha! ET, go home. Ha 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 ha! I can see you now. If you got your hands on them buttons, you looking like ET. Ha 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 ha! Woo! Come on, drunken love. Come on, drunken love. You know I'm talking about you. Drive responsibly, you know. Like only you can. We got some nice responsible drivers, boy. And we got some drunken love, boy. Be thinking they doing everything by the book. All over the road. Not stopping at no lights. No stop signs. And just by hitting everything in sight. But they think they driving cool. They get and they makes it home. Them the ones who make it home. What kills me? And then they wonder how they got home. Now my daughter did that before. She said, "Daddy, I don't know how I even got home." Now I'd have been pretty tore up where, man, I done worked all day. Now here I went out partying. It's like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Whoo! Now I got to get on back to the crib. Drive. I got 40-50 miles to drive. I've been in the city partying. And sleepy, drunk, high, and all of this, you know. And then here go the freeway, man. You roll the windows down, you turn your music up, you turn your air on, you turn your heat on, whatever. You smack yourself, nothing worked. Then you finally make it home. Oh my God, why I do this for? But then you do it again. Now here's the time that, hey, I had to park my ride on the side of the road. Hey, nope. Hey, I could have got a ticket. I wasn't even thinking about it because I was up under the steering wheel with the key in the ignition. And that's a no-no. I should have went on the passenger side without the key in the ignition. You know what I'm saying? So, but I didn't, hey, thank God, you know, he was with me. Hey, he had me to go and pull over because he knew I couldn't go no further. That's why I know it's so many of you out here. I've been behind them on the freeway, a 4-lane freeway, baby. Come on. 4-lane. And then now when you get up onto the concrete barrier, that make it like 5 lanes. Then you go to the other side, that make it 6 lanes. Now when you go up from 6 lanes and just by hitting the concrete wall and come all the way back over, I mean, I followed this thing for miles, miles, miles. Didn't have cell phones back then. My goodness, I tell you. That's why I say we got to be safe out here. Unnecessary deaths that we causing on ourselves. That's why God put in me. Wow, let me see. It had to be. It's been so long, I forget, man. Let me see. This 2018. Let me see. I came back down here 2011. I say it had to be about 2008 when I had my first last drink on my birthday. Yes. About 2008. So that make what, 12 years? Yes, 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 yes. God is great. You can do it too. Do not miss it. Do not crave it. He will cleanse you. But you got to want it, baby. You got to want it. And believe me, I used to drink myself. I used to drink. I said, I'm going to drink till I get sick. And then when I got drink so much, I pulled out the rest of it. I said, okay, now this is it. So, okay, I go that next day, by half a day, go and get my beer. Now, I have quit for about 30 days at a time, 30, 45 days, maybe about a couple months. I end up going back. End up going to that because I kept quitting. The thing is, you got to stop, baby. You got to stop. So, for that being said, baby, I'm out of here. 60 minutes are up. Please be safe out there on the roads. Remember, the uniqueness of our Us Care show. Care for you, and yours. Love you dearly. Larry, the unique one, baby, hugging you, holding you tight. Squeezing you, touching you. Love you. Be easy breezy, baby. One.